Nelly and Tausch
begins now. We'll get the trivia and some Whoa Nelly and a new contest we've got going on as well. But before that, now, we were, I would say, politely critical of the Bill Barnwell, the Packers should be disappointed in Josh Jacobs column.
I think you guys in the media like to stick together. I thought it was really dumb from the jump. That was just a dumb article.
So when Jesse calls Seth Walder an analytics nerd, you know, that's a little perilous. You know,
we don't Walder the same guy that Domofsky's kind of
farmed out his bold predictions to?
Yes,
that's exactly what it is.
That's not no relation to the offensive coordinator just got fired from the Bears.
Cauldron? No relation.
Walder and Waldron are different names. And he's also not the same as Seth Wickersham, who also does NFL.
Now, Wickersham does some good stuff now. Like, his stuff is really good. That's a good read, what Wiki does.
Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Yeah. So what is this analytics nerd, as you so eloquently call him, Jesse? What is he opining about now?
It's similar to Power Rankings Tuesday, which meant I was interested in it, yes. Seth Walder has divided all 32 NFL teams into 8 tiers of playoff contenders.
Wait, before you go further.
Did Wickersham do this? Walder did this.
Cauldron.
Walder.
Seth Walder.
So, Jesse, I didn't ask you this, and I'm surprised we didn't, because today is Up North Joe Day.
Yes.
Where's Up North Joe tiered in your world?
Josh DiMaggio has pointed out he probably has to be tier 2 at this point, and I think that's fair. For the amount that I see him, as much as other tier 2 friends over the course of a year.
Where did he start when you
Tearless.
Guys just went up to your cabin?
Everybody starts untiered. Because everyone up north kind of feels like extended family. You know when you go up to a cabin and you're there all the time and you know the neighbors. It almost feels like family when you're going up, even though you're not related. Like, that's where it originally started. And now we've seen him more outside of the up north setting. And so I think at first I would say he was untiered because it feels just different when you're up north. Now I think tier 2 friend for sure.
Can he ever get to tier 1?
Yeah, I would say so. As life goes on.
What does he need to do?
A lot of life yet to live.
I mean, he's working for you. He's writing for you. What else can this guy do? He's getting you meat raffle entries. He's doing your work. Like, what does this guy need to do to be a tier 1 guy?
I don't have criteria to become
a tier 1
friend.
You're betting, you're buying t-shirts. Like, what? Feels tier one-ish to me.
I think there's an important corollary question here. Because I don't know what he gets out of his friendship with you.
Is this more important than the tiers of NFL playoff teams?
Yes, at the moment. We'll
For
get
me,
to those.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to those. What tier, if he were a tierer like you are, what tier do you think he would put
He's
you
tier one.
In?
That's a great question.
Jesse's a tier one for him.
I don't know. I don't know.
Up North Joe,
I don't know how many friends
can you text Jesse and let us know what you think your tierdom is for Jesse? I'd like to get that insight because, Jesse, what's the biggest split you can have in a tierdom when it comes to your friends? Someone be a 5 for you and they're a 2 in your book? You can't have that big of a gulch.
I was the best man in a wedding for a friend that I would put on tier 4. So I'd say a 3-tier split is the biggest split I've experienced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable.
Sounds awkward.
You can't have a tier 3. You can't have a gulch of 3 and be sustainable. Expectations would be too high.
Tiers of friendship.
All right, so let's get back to the tiers of the National Football League, or at least...
Jason, you agree Up North Joe's got Jesse as a 1, right?
No, I can't. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
He's doing all his work for him.
Well, right, but maybe he feels unappreciated.
He probably
does.
So
you think he might be lower?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay,
like,
that's an interesting way to look at it.
For you, it's like, since I know you love movie headlines, it's like in Jerry Maguire where Jerry is yelling at Rod Tidwell, you don't know what it's like to be out there for you. It is a pride-swallowing siege. And I'm thinking that up north, Joe feels unappreciated. That's my
wow.
read.
He feels very
that's
appreciated
super...
by this show, especially when we call him Jim.
It's also fair. All right. What does Seth Cauldron have to say about the NFL tiers? And are the Packers up north Joe in that listing?
So there are 8 tiers of NFL playoff team. Oh boy, I got a text from Joe. I'll have to read that in a minute.
No! Stop! Read it now!
Read it now.
Let's see.
He's got you tier 1.
Up north tier is a separate entity because we've all been essentially family since we were kids growing up north during summers, but you married into it. So untiered, I think, is the official wording.
Who's right?
Wow!
But like a good untiered. It's an
appropriate
untiered.
Jason nailed it. Up north Joe's got you untiered. Wow.
And the married into it is even better.
That is an upset. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Up north.
Up north Joe. I think I
keeping
like this
the man
up north
down.
Joe. I like the way Up North Joe looks at things.
I'm a bigger fan of Up North Jim now
yeah.
than I was
hey,
when
Up
I
North
was
Joe.
Actually calling by the right name.
Lie to Up North Joe just climbed my tier list. I think I just bumped him up a notch.
Let's go, Maguana.
Are we going to get to the playoff teams
yes,
or not?
Yes, please. Please do.
Unlike my tiers of friends, there are 8 tiers that Seth Walder outlines for playoff contenders. Tier 1, the true Super Bowl contenders. Tier 2, playoff locks. Tier 3, likely in, barring a collapse. Tier 4, we're leaning yes.
Okay.
Tier 5, on the fringe of hope and despair. And then
yikes.
And then tiers 6 through 8 are just irrelevant for what we're going to be talking about here. Where do you think the Green Bay Packers are listed in this playoff tier from Seth Walder?
He's got him at 2. He's
playoff
a tier.
Locks.
They got him in tier 2. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with Tausch.
All right, so tier 1, true Super Bowl contenders. Chiefs, Bills.
All right, let me name them.
Oh, sorry.
What? What are
go
you
ahead,
doing?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you not know
are
how
you
I
new
tick?
Here?
Oh my gosh.
Somebody
I'm gonna
get
up north Joe
up
you.
In the pen.
Run your game.
I think I'm gonna up north Joe you here pretty soon and untier you. Alright, so the Bills. Okay, obviously it's gonna start Chiefs Lions.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody's at.
Mm-hmm.
I got Ravens, Bills. Boy,
wait,
do
how
I
many
put
teams
anyone
are
else
in there?
In? That's a good question.
Thank you.
You have named all of them.
Oh, nice work.
There are not 4 on each
right.
tier, but there are that
four in
on
this
that
tier.
Tier. Yes.
Okay.
All right. How many are in the Packers tier at tier 2?
There are 3 teams in tier 2 playoff locks.
And I am based on how Jesse just reacted to that.
He doesn't have the Packers in there.
He does not have the Packers in tier 2, does he?
Now, am I supposed to tell you who's in it, or do you want to guess? I don't know how to do this anymore.
All right. Well, let us know, are the Packers one of those 3 teams?
The Packers are not in tier 2
okay.
playoff lock.
So
Philly,
I'm guessing he's got
Philly.
Philly.
Philly is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
Atlanta.
Who else.
Atlanta?
No.
There's 2 others and they're not the Packers?
A very surprising team that no one was surprised by yesterday.
The Vikings?
No, the Steelers. Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
And a team the
I'd
Packers
be a little
beat this year.
Arizona?
Houston?
The Houston Texans.
Wow, their division stinks.
Aren't they?
Playoff lock.
They're 6-4 now, though, aren't they?
They are 6-4. Chance to win the AFC South 92.6%.
Because the rest of their division stinks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can understand
Well, now
that,
Richardson's
then.
Back for the Colts. Green Bay should be in tier 2. Matter of fact, I'm not ready because of the way the inconsistencies. I'm all right not putting them in tier 1. But I would venture to say when it gets to be New Year's Eve and that clock is ding, 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 ding.
All right.
The Green Bay Packers being at tier one.
All right. So now, what was tier three called?
Likely in, barring a collapse. Let me just help you out. Featured on this tier.
This is why we went up north, Joe. This is why we did more up north, Joe.
Featured on this tier, the Washington Commanders, Minnesota Vikings, L.A. Chargers, and Atlanta Falcons.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that they're not in this tier either?
That is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Tier
All right,
four.
Boys. So, this wait a second. This wait a second. My old Uncle Norb. My Uncle Norb, he is
Uncle
a good man.
Uncle Norb! Up north, Uncle Norb!
He used to be a baseball player. He was a coach. I had a great, you know, we'd haul hay wagons around, and the first time I ever swore was with my Uncle Norb.
He taught you
that
how?
I can remember swearing to an adult. No, because we were coming down. We had a hay wagon with one of our old trucks, and it was a steep incline, a steep decline down. And Highway 10, which is a big, it's a big corridor in the Stevens Point, Marshville area, and it was very steep. And Uncle Norb, he had a glass bottled Gatorade he used to drink, and he had a watch that he used to always do this with. But he's coming down this, and Highway 10 at that point was a busy road. And I'm sitting in the passenger seat because I'm unhooking and hooking up the wagons and everything else. He's coming down the hill. And we almost get killed because he can't stop. The hay wagon's too heavy. So I'm cussing out like, what the blank are you doing, Uncle Norb? Luckily, we get the thing kind of knifed itself. Jackknifed. So we don't end up going all the way out to Highway 10. Old T wouldn't be here doing the show. Because we'd have gotten bam.
Wow.
So we recalibrate. I don't know if Uncle Norb ever told Denny about me cussing him out, but I took it upon myself then to get out the truck and wait and basically be a crossing guard to get Uncle Norb the next time we had to bring a hay wagon, so we just kept going through. That was Uncle Norb. Let me get to why I'm bringing up Uncle Norb with this tier.
How old were you when this occurred?
I was probably 7 or 8 at this point.
7 or 8 and you're cursing on your uncle.
I'm sure.
And playing crossing guard.
I'm sure I'll get fact-checked. I just remember the glass-bottled Gatorade, how boss that was. But anyways, why I tell you this story, my Uncle Norb managed. He loved baseball. And he had a team, and he felt like the umpires were not doing his team right. And my dad told this story. And he basically said, all right, boys, we're out of here. He pulled his team off the field. And we call that Uncle Norbin. I'm Uncle Norbin the rest of this segment because this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about if he's got the Packers in tier four. So from now on, Walder is going to be known as Uncle Norb. I don't know if that gives you a synopsis of who Uncle Norb is. I think it gives a pretty good idea.
Uncle Norb Cauldron. He will henceforth be known as.
We are Uncle Norbin Waldron because this is insanity. I actually thought the Packers should be closer to tier one than to tier three. And the fact he doesn't have him in any of those is it's Uncle Norby.
Can I give you the punchline? There's still a punchline to be had.
Aunt Dort.
Yeah. Tier four, we're leaning yes. The Green Bay Packers, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, boys. Hey. All right, boys. Time to leave the Waldron. It's time to leave the Waldron.
All right, that is mercifully it for that. Fourth, are we palming homers?
No.
To think that's ridiculous?
That's ridiculous.
All right, we need to play
Jason,
trivia.
Let's just say, I don't want to put this out in the sphere because I get Jesse crushed me the last time. Let's just say that Jordan Love's groin, it's not good. Okay, let's just say that. So he comes back from the bye. He went surfing. He went doing skiing. He did something, and he tweaked it again. And he has to miss 4 weeks. The Green Bay Packers are making the playoffs come hell or high water. They're making the playoffs either way. They are not tier four. Maybe if all of the, get out of here, Waldron. I'm Norbing you. It's Norb time.
Uncle Norb Waldron has them at 77%. I just looked it up for making the playoffs. So that feels like more than just leaning playoffs. But that we got to get the trivia. Because up north, Joe, Jim, tier, untiered, whatever he is, has our trivia questions, and we need to play. Jesse, what caller do you want?
Caller number four, in honor of the tier the Packers are listed on, according to Seth Walder of ESPN Analytics.
All right, caller four right now, 844-770-3776. Caller four right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia after Tausch tells us about Fortrea clinical trials.
Bunch of studies that Fortrea's got. Healthy overweight adults ages 18 to 65, BMI of 27 to 40. And, oh, baby, hang on to your hats because, your dog's barking because this is a big boy study. I have not seen a set of study that's going to pay this much. One stay of 64 overnights. 64 overnights with one follow-up.
64?
64 overnights. $22,746 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, another $400. $22,746. And if you don't want to spend that much time, you don't want all that cash, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, Fortrea, clinicaltrials.com.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's play some trivia. I was just upstairs on our refrigerator. There's the save the date. Good old Craig Thompson, very excited about his daughter getting married to this guy's son, Scott Thompson. It is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Everything locked down for the wedding? June's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, they're coming over to Monroe this weekend. I'll check on it.
All right, get back to us. All right.
But that'll be a big day for me. I get to meet you, so, you know, I'm excited.
It's true. Yeah. I'm excited, too, and the girls are invited, so we'll be there, unlike other people's weddings. All right, let's play trivia. Question number one in Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia is this.
Up North Joe was at the wedding.
And he doesn't, and like me, he doesn't have you in a tier.
Wow.
Because I don't do tiers. I don't do tiers. All right. Jeff, you're a tier one contestant. Here is question one. Latitudinally. Great to have that back. Thank you, Up North Joe. Which of these cities is closest to being on the same parallel as Green Bay? Is it Detroit, Minneapolis, or East Troy, where Up North Joe actually lives?
I'm going to go with Minneapolis.
You would be right. One for one. Question two. A longitudinally.
Oh, wow. Joe takes coaching.
He took the feedback.
I'm a big fan of Joe
now.
Yeah.
Took the feedback.
Yeah, you asked and you received. All right, longitudinally.
Hey, Joe.
Which of these cities is farthest from the meridian on which Green Bay is located? I did not know that we would have meridian on our panel today. Which one of these is farthest from the meridian on which Green Bay is located? Would it be Dallas, New Orleans, or Cancun, Mexico?
Be helpful if I knew what the meridian was, but I'm going to say Cancun.
Tausch?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll agree with Jeff.
The correct answer, Dallas. Dallas, where Mike McCarthy continues to
very frustrating.
All right, let's bounce back here for question three. And that would be this. Both latitude and longitude are measured in degrees, which may be broken down into smaller units. Which of these is not one of the smaller units of measurement for latitude and longitude?
Oh, this is a good little nugget.
I'm not messing around okay. here. Meridian.
Not really yeah. Wisconsin geography. Okay.
Somebody's bitter that they're not in a tier.
Somebody's right. very angry about untiered them.
All right. Which one of these is not one of the smaller units of measurement for latitude and longitude? Is it minutes, seconds, or hours?
No offense to up north Joe, but I'm with Jesse. I like the Wisconsin trivia better.
It's a very, very fair. Very
yeah,
fair.
I'll give a f- what a Ben Russell
C.
What was that?
C. He said C.
C. I don't even remember.
Tausch?
Was there a C?
There was a C. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a C. I'll say minutes.
One of you is right. Hours is not a measure of
measure.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I didn't hear the not part.
It's kind of a key part of the question, yeah.
I should have listened.
Jeff, hey, even though this was barely Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia, you still got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into our drawing. Thanks for playing, and continued best of luck to you as the father of the groom.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
All right, so now thanks to Jeff for playing. Now, Jesse, we got a new contest going on. And we are part of it.
Oh, boy.
What?
Who's in charge of the rules on this?
I don't know.
Did we give it to Up North Joe?
Not me, not Up North Joe. That's who I can confirm is in charge of this contest. It's a fun contest. Right. You're going to like this contest.
I'm very nervous about anytime there's contests that I didn't really know a lot about and Jesse's in charge of, I'm very concerned.
So
I'm very, very concerned.
All you're going to have to do is name players from the 90s.
It's a good role like for that. You. So it's the NBA's in-season tournament. What do we call it? The NBA Cup?
The Emirates NBA Cup. The official name of it, yeah.
And we are putting Bucks tickets on the line as part of the in-season tournament. All week long, tune into ESPN Wisconsin and get entered into our Emirates NBA Cup Bracket Challenge. So right now, Jesse, how many people do we want to have call right now?
Let's have 2 different callers right now. Let's take a double dose.
2 today, 2 more tomorrow. All right, here's how it works. Okay, so let's do... what number is... Well, Dame's 0, so that doesn't work for us. Mm. Caller 3 and caller 4 for Giannis's 3-4 jersey number. Caller 3 and caller 4. And what we'll do is this. If you are caller 3 or caller 4, you will get to pick a team from one of the NBA's bracket groupings for our show. It's a group. Its group is the group consisting of the Oklahoma City Thunder... The Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Utah Jazz, and the San Antonio Spurs. So you pick your team. So we'll have 5 contestants when this is all said and done. You pick your team, then you follow your team throughout the in-season tournament. And if your team wins the tournament, you win 2 Bucks tickets. And if your team doesn't win, you can still secure your seats to see some unforgettable moments at bucks.com/tickets. You can call the ESPN talk and text line right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 3 and caller 4, you'll get the first two picks in our little draft here. Again, our little pod is the Thunder, the Suns, the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Spurs. So you'll be able to pick your teams when Jesse answers your call. We will get those, and then we will get to Woe Nelly. That's all still ahead. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slow down on Monday.
Before we get to Woe Nelly, Jesse, you've got our two teams that have already been selected.
I do, yes. During the break, we talked with Justin in Cudahy, who took the Phoenix Suns, and Greg in Wauwatosa took the Oklahoma City Thunder. So good luck to them, and we'll have more teams.
I would have taken the Thunder. That would have been my first pick.
NBA expert Mark Tauscher says that was the smart choice.
Did you really think that you buy in what Homer was selling before?
On Dame?
Yes, I'm intrigued. I am. I don't know about the bad mouthing Giannis. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I doubt that. Again.
I don't doubt anything in the NBA.
I was out front on the Dalla Dame, and it has not worked up to this point. So if you can get, are you looking for picks? I don't even know. Like, let's say this happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Because if they know that you're trying to, again, this is not our area, so we'll get to Woe Nelly in a second. But if a team knows you're trying to move someone,
it doesn't. They're going to, Jason. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They're going to look. If they know that you have to get rid of him, they're going to try and get a bargain price.
Well, they'll try, but that doesn't mean you'll do it. We've seen this before, where stars have done this, and has it diminished the return? I mean,
I think
what's
it
his
probably
name?
Has.
Gobert from Utah got like four firsts from Minnesota. So no.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
And the reason I brought this back up is because OKC, if you're going to make a move, OKC rebuilt their team around Paul George's trade. And now they were the number one seed last year. And most people think they're a championship contender. If you're thinking, if this is the road, let's say the Bucks keep stinking, and I know they won last night. I don't even think Dame played. If that's the case, that's where I want to go. If I'm Dame, and that's where I want to go if I'm the Bucks. So.
Time now
we'll see.
For Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, so speaking of my tiered friends, Tier 1 Tyler sent me Woe Nelly content over the weekend and said, you need to get to this. This was pretty cool. And we didn't do it yesterday or the day before, and that's a lot on me. So here we are, and he said, I thought you were a good friend of mine, and now you didn't do it. So
You've been demoted a tier one.
I guess we've got up-and-comers that might be willing to take his
place. Have you guys shot your video yet?
No.
Come on now.
Maybe Joe will take his place in the video. Anyway, this is Brewers manager Pat Murphy from Adam McAuliffe, who covers the Brewers, brewers.com. Here is what Pat Murphy texted Sal Frelick when he won the Gold Glove Award about a week ago.
Sal, amazing what a few unnecessary dives and purposeful banging into the wall can do for a player. Thought you'd be too busy with classes at Brandeis University to even receive this award. The epitome of your year was your unnecessarily leaping versus the Angels at the end of the game on a routine fly ball, making it look like you robbed the home run.
That was the text Pat Murphy sent Sal Frelick when he won the Gold Glove Award.
I like him.
Pat Who's Murphy?
Sal? No, Pat Murphy. I like him.
It's great analysis.
Whoa, Nelly.
That's good.
All of that. 3 days. Tyler waited for that to be played on the show, and your response is, I like him.
It's better,
doesn't
better
say
than
anything.
A, better than no response.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't saying anything.
This is on Tausch. Tausch needs to have an opinion or something.
What do you mean it's on me?
Tyler.
Jason was like chomping to talk. I would
Tyler
let him go.
Tyler was begging
now,
for days
just wait a second.
For us to play this.
Now I'm getting critiqued because I don't interrupt Jason? What the hell's going
Such
on
a-
around here?
Such a strange turn of events.
No, it tells you a lot, and I think in looking at how Pat Murphy handled things, everybody thought the Brewers were going to stink last year. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest about it. And what he was able to do, the connection with his players has been unparalleled. And obviously they have fun. They bust each other's chops. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's relatable. And the fact that he's in that position, I think, tells you everything you need to know about how tight that clubhouse is. So, nice job, Tyler. I'm damned if
fantastic.
I do, I'm damned if I don't. I'm Scarlett O'Hara or whatever her name is. I don't even know what to do now. Is it Scarlett O'Hara or Scarlett O'Jansen?
Johnny Victim over here. I just figured you'd have a bigger take than silence, and now we're going to have to deal with this the rest of the show. Good thing there's only 8 minutes left.
Scarlett O'Jansen.
What's her name again? Scarlett, what's her last
Johansson.
Name?
Johansson.
Johansson, yeah.
Not to be confused with Scarlett O'Hara.
I loved Scarlett Johansson back in the day. I was a big fan of Scarlett's now.
Mrs.
Great name
Colin
too,
Jost.
Is that right?
Indeed. And I bet they and Scarlett O'Hara and you could all get together and enjoy a Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process. It's cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Make sure those mountains, make sure they're blue. That's when you know it's chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Almost out of time. We actually probably are. Tausch, I'm headed over to Lambeau. We've got Love. We've got LaFleur today. We've got Locker Room. Anything, any requests that you might have for me?
Yeah, what did I mention earlier? I mentioned something yesterday to tell you. I think it was red zone struggles.
Yeah,
why do you think?
And then the red zone,
the under center stuff. I tell you this stuff. You're a scribe. Scribe it down. Like, I assume you're a scribe.
I will get on both those questions. I appreciate your help and the fact that you actually talked when I asked you to there. That's it for us today. We will do it again
Uncle
tomorrow.
Norm.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Uncle Norb. Thanks to Uncle Norb. Thanks to Brian Bulaga, the birthday boy, Uncle Homer, and you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.